Chris. We've been through a lot with rail, and we're dragging our neighbor islands into the fun now, too.
So it would seem.
Yep. You know, we've had some great conversations about it this week. Your talk with Randy Roth, Cliff Slater, and Mel Raposo. There are still so many questions swirling around overhead, and we were thinking it'd be nice to get a little perspective on the project. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about funding all week. Chris, what we're thinking now is maybe a look from the outside might help. James Charlier is a transportation planner. He's the head of Charlier Associates based in Boulder, Colorado. They've worked internationally, Jakarta, Indonesia, for example, but most of their work is here in the U.S., in Houston, Los Angeles, suburbs, Phoenix, many more, but Jim lives in Colorado. Charlier was invited to Honolulu about 12 years ago, actually, to work on zoning, and he did the planning for the Ho'opili project that's out there. They're done with that now. Mm-hmm. But his experience in transit nationwide, I thought, would offer perspective on our rail cost explosion.
This problem of cost overruns and escalating costs far beyond the original budget, that has almost become a characteristic of developing a major transit system. For example, Fast Tracks, 113-mile regional rail system in Denver, is moving forward and has had an enormous impact on the region. That system is costing billions of dollars more than it was originally supposed to. That caused incredible political turmoil and battles, and it was part of mayoral races and debated in the legislature. And those of us who work in transportation have concluded that we have to get much better at that, or we're just going to completely lose any public support for making major investments.
Mm-hmm. He did say, Chris, as we suspected, that lowballing on the front end is sort of industry practice. It has been. And he also says that major freeway and highway projects have suffered this same fate.
To some degree, what's happened is that building major transportation capital investments, pick your project, have become much harder to do than they used to be. The process is much more difficult. The kinds of mitigations and management strategies that are required become much more demanding than they used to be. That acceleration and increase in the demands placed on those projects has, I think, outpaced our ability to implement them.
And when we're looking at the project that we have coming into downtown Honolulu, it's easy to imagine something like that happening.
Well, it's easy to overlook pitfalls that are yet to come, and chances are you're not going to build too much based on speculation as to what could go wrong, but things have a way of going wrong, right?
And he's saying it is very, very hard to anticipate.
Sure.
And he was going on to say, talking about an avenue that a lot of jurisdictions like to explore for helping to fund the process, and that is public-private partnerships. He says it's not a panacea. They've had mixed results in the Denver area, but it is something that people here might want to consider. Well, Inside Heart is where we have not been able to go to search for reasons that the price hikes have gone so astronomical lately. But Simon Zweighaft used to be in there. He began work on Honolulu's transit project in 07. He was project manager for the Honolulu High Capacity Transit Corridor Project. That's the pre-Heart entity. Well, Zweighaft was a principal with InfraConsult, which was the rail project program manager, and he helped review decisions by the rail designers. That's Parts and Sprinkerhoff. He worked for Hart until 2014-2015.
People are wondering, how do we get so astronomically over budget?
And I'm wondering that myself.
Are you?
When I left the project, it was considered to be on budget. And in the 2.5 or 3 years, whatever the length of time it is since I've left, the costs have escalated astronomically. And I personally don't understand what all the reasons are. I have heard that construction escalation was much higher in Honolulu than we had forecast. We had forecast about a 4% annual cost of inflation. And my understanding is it was well over 10% for some of those years. Also, we forecast the project would be completed much earlier than it was, and of course it underwent some substantial delays. That would drive the costs up. I frankly don't have a good handle on why the cost increased so much in the last several years.
Well, another principal in this rail story, longtime city transportation director Toru Hamayasu, has said this project was on target when he left the city at the end of 2012. That's the year that Dan Grabauskas signed on as CEO of the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation. Grabauskas resigned in August last year amidst concerns about the growing $6.5 billion rail budget. He left after a scathing report by the city auditor. Well, now people at heart are saying, forget the past, just figure a way forward. The thing is, if Honolulu can handle rail costs without default, there may still be one more question, Chris.
At another level, it's an important question to say, if we're going to spend $8 billion on a rail system, what might we have spent that $8 billion on that might have yielded a higher rate of return? And I think that's always a valid question. That's always something we should ask. And frankly, it doesn't always get asked. And I think it's fair, you know, when you're part of the way through something and the costs keep escalating, you have to kind of keep raising that because that's just responsible political leadership. But at some point, we lose sight of the benefits that the project that we're building is supposed to have. And we forget that if we bail out and don't complete the project, we're bailing out of the benefits as well. So I think it's a tough decision.
Charlier says that it's rarely a viable option to bail out on a mega project once it's started. But, geez, Chris.
We're seeing that played out, certainly,
mm-hmm.
aren't we?
Or is it the time for us to really take that look he's talking about and ask the question of whether this $10, $12, $13 billion could be better spent? We don't know, but that is certainly a conversation that continues here. Find more in Hawaii Public Radio's continuing coverage of rail at hawaiipublicradio.org or on the Facebook conversation page.